Ricky was doing that one day. We was there. He'd been over there, and they hollered at him. Told him to go around. Oh, he just come and stuck his toes through that fence and crawled over it, you know, mm-hmm. and got by. But, if he'd happened to slip, the whole thing's pretty sharp one time.
Bobby Lou gets after him. Or she did. She doesn't anymore because he just comes to the door and knocks. Mm-hmm. But we've got the gates locked so the dog doesn't get out.
What's your wife's given name, you say?
Bobby Lou.
Bobby Lou.
Yeah.
That's a pretty name.
But she just tells the kids they're welcome in, but they gotta come through the house. Seems kind of funny, make them use the house instead of the gate.
Yeah, if you got them locked, we can.
This way I don't have to go chase the gate. Mm-hmm. Our dog, I don't think, knows enough to stay away from chickens.
Oh.
And then Rusty up north of us is a big old dog. We get along pretty well, but Gus across the street is a big old dog too. He's pretty old, but he's still pretty mean.
Yeah, well, what Bill's and them said, their dog really grew up and made a big dog.
Oh boy, he's that tall now. He's just had his shots.
Yeah, Bill took
about
him down there.
3 months, I guess. He'd be big as a pony.
Yeah, didn't think of him being that big.
And about that hungry, too.
Yes, baby, big dog would eat a lot.
How'd Bill get up in the tree out here that he died from?
Oh, it was out in the water, you know. The tree was there, and then we built the pond. The water was around it. Oh, they probably, I think, if I remember right, they took some piece of tuber board down there and nailed on the side of it to where they could walk up the tree and get out on the limb, you know.
Just made a ladder, huh?
Yeah. Made a place to get up there.
Hmm. Well, let's see. You say they went in the pond there, and what did they do?
Swim.
And after they jumped in the water from the tree, then what did they do to get back to shore?
Well, they'd swim.
Uh-huh. And if a kid jumped in the water and went underneath and didn't come up, say he was there for 30 minutes, you'd know that he'd
drown.
What do you say a baby does before he walks?
Crawls.
Uh-huh. And if you see a kid up in the tree, somebody says, how'd he get up there? You'd say, well, probably he
climbed.
And a fella goes to church, gets down on his knees and prays and gets up. What do you call that when he got down on his knees? You'd say he.
Well, you mean what he was worshiping?
Yeah, but what would you call that business of being on his knees? He didn't squat, you'd say he.
He knelt.
Huh? If Jessie comes home and she's tired, you say, well, why don't you go in the bedroom there and
lie down.
And in the hospital, what did you do in the daytime?
Well, rested or laid on the bed or
mm-hmm.
sometimes I wonder just how to. What you're at, you see.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just have.
Yeah, well, I'm asking rather strange questions.
Well, no, that's all right, but then there could be several meanings to that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I could have told you I flirted with the nurses.
I'd believe it.
The preacher's out there one day, and we're all the time kidding each other, you know, and he was going on about what a rough time I was giving them nurses. And one of them come in and took up a pulse, and the other one come and stood in the door. And the preacher said, there they are. They come in here. They're afraid to come in by themselves. One of them comes in and takes your pulse, and the other one watches at the door. And that's what they done that day. They're the good old nurses. We had a lot of fun. I'd kid them. He said he come home and told us that I sure deal them nurses a lot of trouble.
If a fellow goes to bed and goes to sleep and then wakes up, tells you about something that he saw, you'd say, oh, you didn't really say that. You just
dreaming.
Mm-hmm. You did what? You